listener production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your news briefing. More tragic details have been revealed about the death of the great Neil Curley. It's been revealed the 88-year-old suffered a medical episode while driving near his home at Walker Flat on Wednesday and lost control of his car. His wife of 67 years, Barb, was told the devastating news about half an hour later. Sadly, the football legend died on the same day as his son, Donald John Curley, who passed away from lung cancer 3 years ago. Curley played a key role in Mark Rusciuto's early career, and the Crows legend says he was a coach who could motivate all types of people.
I think the combination of being tough and fair and positive is what makes you an inspirational coach. Curls had that unique balance of being able to get it right, and that's why every player that's played under him just love him.
Protesters will be out in full force from 5:30 today as they rally against the overturning of abortion rights in America. Adelaide's event will be held at Beehive Corner in Rundle Mall from 5:30. National Council of Women President Shao C. Anderson says it's time to speak up.
Every time something like this happens in a country not that far away from us in terms of values, culture, prosperity, it's a reminder that things that we take for granted, we should never take for granted.
Welfare groups are welcoming news. The minimum wage increases from today, but admit more can be done. The country's lowest paid workers will receive $40 a week extra. Edwina McDonald from the Council of Social Services, the next step is increasing welfare benefits for those without work or unable to.
There's many people, most people on income support aren't in paid work. And so for the people on the really lowest income, their wages, you know, the wage increase doesn't actually deliver a benefit for them.
Meantime, super guarantees are rising and rules around who can receive super are now in effect. Around 10 million Australians will start getting a one-off cost of living tax offset worth $420, and power bill price caps will rise, which could mean high bills. The Prime Minister's rubbed shoulders with Canada's PM on his final day in Madrid. Anthony Albanese has met with Justin Trudeau, the pair hoping to visit each other's countries in the future.
Prime Minister Trudeau has invited me to visit Canada. I've invited him to visit Australia. We'll wait and see when that happens at some time in the future. The NATO summit has been extremely successful.
And a nice way to start the new financial year, a dad in Canberra has taken out all of last night's $60 million Powerball. Well, Brisbane bounced back into form by beating the Bulldogs by 41 points last night. Charlie Cameron led the way with four goals, helping the Lions snap a four-game losing streak. Coach Chris Fagan says the result is extra special after Dane Zorko and Daniel Rich both suffered hamstring injuries.
It was probably more than I would have hoped for in a way, given that we had a bit of adversity pretty early in the game with Zorko and Rich. It's very early to be down a man.
The Dogs slipped out of the top eight tonight. The Saints are out to keep their final stream alive against the Blues. Riley Philthorpe will return for the Crows after a week on the sidelines with an ankle injury, and Lachie Murphy and Chase Jones are back too for tomorrow's game against Melbourne. Hamill, McAdam and McHenry come out for various injury-related reasons. Riley Bonner's the only confirmed out at Port Adelaide. They've named Burgoyne, Burn Jones, Cleary, Fantasia and Gray to an extended bench ahead of the trip west to tackle Fremantle. Tonight it's the Blues and the Saints squaring off at Marvel, as we mentioned, as Triple M rocks football live on 104.7 and the Listener app. Listener.